you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, July 1st. Happy July, everyone, 2020.
Happy July.
And I want to let our listeners know, because now that we're reaching into Bloomington and Springfield and Beardstown and Macomb and Whitehall and Decatur and Jacksonville and throughout the state of Illinois, our great Champaign, Urbana listeners in Danville and Gibson City and Fisher and Tolono and Tuscola, and I could keep naming many, 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 many towns.
That's well done.
But we have a number of listeners in Indiana, our great Indiana listeners, and it just so happened, the timing, because the Prime Life Times papers arrived on Monday, and so our deliverers are going out and stocking the 300 area locations, the businesses, the Walmarts, the Subways, the restaurants, the grocery stores,
retirement homes,
and various malls. But a special volunteer, Bob Degonia. Bob drives in from the Rockville, Kingman area, and you deliver the papers throughout various towns in Indiana. So it's a perfect time for you to come in, because we're going to have Joey Kroll, who's one of our content contributors. He writes a little devotional thought each and every month for our Prime Life Times. Joey, you're on the line, so welcome to July and today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Yes, hey, great to be here, and it's so hard to believe that it's July. My calendar in one of my rooms still says March.
You got stuck back there before quarantine, did you?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, join the crowd, Joey. Join the rest of us.
Well, Joey, on Monday we had you share our Memorization Monday and talk a little about the great work that God's doing through our collective ministries, working together as a team, one big, great listening family. But you also are a part of our Prime Life Times paper, and on each and every Wednesday, we do our Prime Life Times in review. So it's worked out really well, because we're going to have you on to read your story. We have Bob in here who delivers and volunteers into the Indiana area, drives in like, what, an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes, I think?
Somewhere close to that.
And so Bob's going to be joining us and sharing the perspective of being a volunteer, because in the coming days, the Prime Life Times will continue to expand into Springfield, Decatur, Bloomington, other areas. We're in a few locations.
Yeah.
We're at the Pizza Ranch in Bloomington. We're at the Pizza Ranch in Springfield, which I think, Joey, is that opening up today or this week? How is that working?
You know what? It's opening very soon, which I'm excited about, because it's really good food.
And also in Springfield, they're at the WLUJ studio, so our great listeners in that area can stop by the studio and pick up a copy. And then in Decatur, we have it at the Dollar Tree and the Rural King.
Oh.
And so we'll be making more and more inroads in the coming days to get this great paper that's informative, engaging, and positive. And Joey's a part of it, so you know it's a God-honoring publication. Right, Joey?
That's true.
Yes, there you go.
Well, now, I just have to say, speaking of pizza, I want to be with Joey and turn my calendar back to March and talk about January and February, how much we talked about you may be ordering pizza for the staff and such things. So anyway, we can get back to July now.
Yeah, we appreciate both the managers at the pizza ranches in the Bloomington and Springfield area. As many people may know, if they've attended there, they have on the wall a big thing like, we pray for you, and God's at the center of our business. And both the managers or owners, I think it's a franchise, so if you will, the owners, both are committed Christians that we hope to interview in the coming days. And they said, anytime you want to bring the singing men of GNN here for a special concert or want to do something, you know, go right ahead. And then they were so welcoming with our newspaper. They said, oh, sure, put it right there on the stand. And
that's so cool.
They allowed me to put some business cards with our frequencies. So we hope to do some special radio events or gatherings at the pizza ranches in the coming days.
That's cool. You had some restaurants you were delivering the paper to, Bob, I think.
I've got several of them.
Yeah, okay.
Matter of fact, I just picked up the Turkey Run Inn in Turkey Run State Park this past month. And there's a whole bunch of them over towards Crawfordsville I want to get to.
Great.
Yeah.
So
So what are some of the towns in Indiana, the great state of Indiana, our neighbors next door?
Well, generally, where I'm from, Park County, we don't name the towns because they're too small.
Oh, geez.
They're on the map, but some of them only got like 10 or 12 people in them.
It's a special map.
But, yes, there's Rockville, of course, is the center of the Covered Bridge Festival, which is the second largest event in the state of Indiana.
Oh, my.
Second only to the canceled this year Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know, that's hundreds of thousands of people for the Indy 500. So this is the second biggest event in Indiana?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Wow.
And it lasts 10 days, so you don't have to rush right out the first day.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yes, it is fun, and it gets bigger and better every year.
It's in the fall, right?
It is. It's usually the second and third weekends of October.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for getting the paper in all these places in Indiana.
Yeah, and Bob started volunteering, what, about 6 or 8 months ago? It all started with a donation, and I love when someone from Indiana feels like a part of the radio listening family.
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
I thought, I'm going to follow up with this individual and talk with him and talk with you and your wife, Darnell. And I don't know, that led to a little more interest. And I think you said the golden words that just energize me. If there's anything I can do or if I can help or volunteer,
and
all
here,
those
here
things.
He is.
Yeah. Yes, I have a very complete history of opening my mouth and sticking my foot in it.
Well, we're glad you did this, Doc.
Well, tell you what, and I'm looking forward to watching that listening family in Indiana grow.
Oh, thank you.
So we can have a big bunch of people, because it's the best radio station in the area right now. Mm-hmm. And what makes it especially unique is the fact that there's a feeling of family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here, and I'm never on radio. I don't have a public speaking degree or anything like that. But I'm sitting here with these two, and I just feel very relaxed.
Oh.
I'm with friends. And
that's
the feeling you get when you read the Prime Lifetimes newspaper. I've had so many people thank me for bringing them into our area.
Oh. Mm.
Well, there you have it, WLUJ family of stations, WLLM, and those of you that are listening, hearing about the Prime Lifetimes for the first time. Now, we do have it online, but if you're like me and you want to turn the page and feel it and touch it and look at the full color, it's available by subscription, and basically it's $30, and that's for a full year. And that just covers the first-class postage because we put it in a nice big envelope and mail it right to your door, your neighbor's door, wherever you want it sent, maybe to where you work. And it's a publication by the Great News Media Group, which is a part of Great News Radio and the ministry that we're all working together to bring God the glory. It's filled with... Well, why don't you, Marianne, before we have Joey read his article, tell the listener, what is the Prime Lifetimes? Mm-hmm. You're our editor-in-chief, so you've been a big catalyst behind me taking this on a few years ago, thinking, Lord, do we need another thing to do? We're juggling a number of balls, but as I prayed it through, and we were basically donated this publication, this paper that had been around for 27 years. And
tremendous gift.
The person that founded it and began it just said, I feel like it's a real neat niche. You have a real heart for the seniors. You're very involved in the community, and we just think this would be a good asset for you. And as I prayed about it, I said, Lord, we're a broadcaster first and foremost. That's what we want to do, proclaim the good news message of Jesus. But if this paper could be used to also introduce maybe non-believers or the secular community, because we can be in Walmarts, we can be in grocery stores, we can be in a variety of restaurants and such, maybe they could pick up and learn about the station, and then they get to learn about Jesus. So I was all in, but I thought, Lord, I need some key people to help me pull this together because it's an enormous undertaking. And so I prayed very specifically for you, Marianne, because you were already on staff and working with the radio ministry. But I thought, she could maybe really be a key component. And then I'll share some more later on, but you took it on. How come?
Well...
Did I set you up enough?
Yeah.
I mean, my 27 questions, right, Joey?
Okay.
You know me by now. You know, figure out which one of the 20 questions you want to answer.
I took it on because of probably a couple things. One, I always kind of listen, first of all, is God leading this way? Is he leading me this way? Am I supposed to be doing this? Is this where? And the answer I heard was, yeah. Then also, How interesting. I mean, I love bringing people together. I love teams. I love everybody. I love to see people succeed. And I love every one of these writers and content contributors, every single one. I like them. I share emails with them. I talk to them. And it's so fabulous, the group of people that you've brought together, the delivery people, the contributors, everybody. I mean, we just have a great team going, and we want people in this location and all around involved. And it's informative, engaging, and, big word, positive.
Yeah. We call it a real God-honoring paper publication that goes out, and as I mentioned, 300 area locations. So
yeah,
we're all over the area. We're in 18 different counties, looking forward to reaching more counties as we head west. Mm-hmm. But another thing that maybe the listener doesn't know about, Marianne, you're an author yourself. So in your own right, you love to write God-honoring stories, devotional thoughts. You have a great book that maybe in the coming days we'll read excerpts again over the air for our listeners to benefit. But you have the skills, too.
Yeah.
Great language skills, great writing skills. And
agreed.
So as the editor-in-chief, you oversee these, you review them. We have a whole team. The listener might be listening in and saying, I've never heard about any of this before, but there's copy editors, there's proofreaders, there's a distribution team, a sales team, because this paper is kind of a standalone. We have advertisers that help pay for the cost, so we can offer this free of charge.
Right.
Now, we do charge the $30 to mail it to people only because we got to recover the postage costs. But this is available at a number of locations free of charge, so a lot of people read it.
Everywhere Bob takes it, and all the other delivery folks, distribution folks, everybody can pick it up for free.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dickey, he's actually a vice president of operations with us, but he also delivers the paper.
I know.
And he will recount all the time, Joey, like when he goes into a retirement home and the people all clamor around him as if he's like Santa Claus with a big bag bringing in gifts. They're like, oh, where's my edition? Oh, thank you, Bob.
Oh,
so
it's so precious. It's so meaningful.
It really is a good paper. It's filled with human interest stories, and we try to feature content that we think will be interesting or informative. So, Marianne, we're going to have
Joey, stay with us.
We're going to have you read your great story, but tell us about some of the content that people could look forward to besides the puzzles and the games and the poetry. Oh, everyone, you're going to want a copy of this. Stop by the WLUJ studio. In fact, I think I'm going to be driving there tomorrow, Joey, maybe today, to drop off papers because we have last month's edition there. Give John some resources and some other things. So maybe today or tomorrow, stop by the LUJ studio or Pizza Ranch or some other locations. You can find the distribution points at our website, primelifetimes.com.
I will give a brief and really fast overview of the July edition because I want Joey to read his article. Okay, if you are missing out on all the fairs this summer, you can look at Betty Schmidt's Be Inspired recipe column for fair food. I love it. Homemade, making your own kitchen, and she's out of Houston. Betty Schmidt is out of Houston. Lovely person. What's on Your Horizon by Nancy Brain is actually an extremely positive and uplifting article. I found it anyway, about coming out of quarantine, coming out of shutdown, looking ahead. Speak Out, How to Speak Out Your Truth by Dee Cheshire, who's a children's choir director at Great News Radio.
And we'll have her on reading the story in the coming days.
Generation to Generation by Kathleen Jennings. That's an ongoing series of World War I, II, Vietnam, Korean veterans and their stories and their lives. And it's fascinating. She's kind of our historian person. Rita Blockman. We have travel articles. We've got Maggie Doherty Roberts, who writes a lot about gardens and pollinator pockets and all kinds of fascinating stuff. Bob's pointing out the Scrabblegrams and and jump, all that kind of stuff. That's fun. Of course, we have Wordsmith's Workshop by our famous copy editor, Rob Seidenberg.
Yep, you're in for a treat when you're going to hear him in the coming days.
Larry Stevens has a column going on all the time about movies and, you know, good, clean movies, by the way. I just want to say that, and meaningful movies. We've got book reviews, Musically Speaking by Roger Weisgarber, which is great.
Yeah. Takes a favorite song or a known song and gives you some of the background history on the author or the content.
Yeah, and we've been doing a civic education series this year since it's an election year and so forth. many other things this year. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, election year, and this month's was on the Electoral College, and Rob Siedenberg writes that. Lyle Clary writes great articles.
Yeah. He's another volunteer. He delivers into the Decatur area for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Ralph Butts, so we had him on a couple weeks, or last week.
Right.
He does poems and writing, and of course, there's Joey Kroll's article. Les Woodrum, a photographer out in Danville, who this month wrote about the Smoky Mountains, which I love. We better let Joey
So that's
read.
Just a little summary sampling of the Prime Life Times. Find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Each and every Wednesday we'll have generally one of our content contributors in the studio. We'll talk about the Prime Life Times and other radio ministry updates. But, Joey, thank you for this last year or so that you've been contributing this great article, this devotional thought. And so how about reading it? And the title of your column is The Wayside Chapel.
I love it.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Wayward Chapel,
no.
The Wayside Chapel.
It reminds me of one of those old Billy Graham-type crusade, you know, the Wayside Chapel in the woods,
too.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So this month, for July, my article is entitled The Great Book. The story has been told of Jim and Ted, old friends who met one day after many years of being apart. Jim said to his friend, "Wow, it's been a long time. How are things going for you?" And Ted replied, "Well, one day I opened the Bible at random, dropped my finger on a word. It was oil. So I invested in oil, and wow, did those oil wells gush out a profit. Then the next day I dropped my finger on another word in the Bible, gold. So I invested in gold, and the price of gold has really increased. Now I'm as rich as Bill Gates." And Jim was so moved that he rushed home, grabbed a Gideon Bible, flipped it open, closed his eyes, and dropped his finger on a page. And he opened his eyes, and his finger rested on the words, chapter 11. The Bible is an incredible book. In fact, it's more than just another gem on a bookshelf. The Bible is the very Word of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." God directed the writers of Scripture to write His words, the exact word He purposed to be written for all of humanity. It's filled with hope, encouragement, love stories, and direction for living the life God has set before each of us. I really encourage you to draw from the richness and wealth in its pages. You might not strike gold or become a millionaire when you do, but you'll certainly find yourself filled with joy, hope, and encouragement, and that is truly priceless.
Mm. Amen.
I'll read the byline. Dr. Kroll is a pastor, great news radio host, and author of the book At the King's Feet, available on Amazon and at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square, Urbana. Email him at joey@greatnewsradio.org.
Yeah, Joey, how do you do all these emails? joey@greatnewsradio.org, joey@wluj.org, joey@coffeeministry.org.
Hopefully he has them all fun.
It's really confusing. That's all I have to say. I think, Mark, you sent me an email like last week, and you're like, "Did you ever get it?" And I was like, "Oh, no." So it can get really confusing.
Oh.
Hey, Joey, you launched this week your new 6:30 edition on WLUJ. How are you adjusting to waking up and being ready to encourage the listeners at that time?
Well, you know what? I've been tired at the end of each day a little bit earlier than I normally have been, but it's a joy. I love sitting and standing behind that microphone and just really sharing my heart, sharing the love of Christ and pointing people to Him. I absolutely love it. Though when the alarm gets off in the morning, it could be a little like, oh, but when you think about, I get to do what I love to do each and every day, it really is a joy. So I'm loving every minute of it, and I praise God for the platform and the ability to do what I feel He's called me to do. So it's a joy. It's awesome, man.
Well, it surely is a blessing.
Yeah, I've heard people say when the alarm clock goes off, you have two options. You could say, "Good morning, God," or you could say, good God, it's morning.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
There's a third option, the snooze button.
Yeah, snooze button. Let's do it all over again. Well, I should clarify for some of our Great News Radio listeners, Joey Kroll has mornings in Springfield on WLUJ, which is 9 of the frequencies of our 19. And so he has like a 6:30 slot, a 7:30 slot, and an 8:30 slot where he gets to share devotional thoughts, cheery, upbeat music, and other thoughts and such. But also on Mark and Friends on Great News Radio on Thursdays, he has a whole full program where he gets to share music and thoughts. Can you give us a sneak preview for the Great News Radio listeners tomorrow that'll hear you on Great News Radio?
Yes. Well, it's going to prepare our hearts for Independence Day. That's all I'll say.
Perfect.
That sounds great.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's right. It's July 1st. Happy July, everyone.
Yep.
All right, well, get this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, and you'll see Joey's article. You can read it online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or you can search the distribution tab, and there's over 300 area locations where you can pick up your copy if you like me and you like to turn the pages and read it and touch it and see it up close and personal. And thank you, Bob, again for delivering these papers throughout Indiana. And probably, Joey, in the coming days, we're going to be seeing if we can raise up some volunteers around Springfield or Decatur or Bloomington, maybe even towards Macomb and Whitehall and Beardstown and Jacksonville and Lincoln and other great communities and get our papers there. So
somebody can bring me pizza from the pizza, from the Pizza Ranch in Bloomington or Springfield.
You've not letting that one to go, is she, Mark?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll send Marianne's delivering the papers there with a little coupon or a gift card or something. How
or
about
just
that?
Bring pizza.
All right, we got to close out. SRN News won't wait. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Joey Kroll, Marianne Simpkins, and Bob DeGonia with the Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day and night.